Volinda presents this unabridged recording of Fair Trade, A Beginner's Guide, written by Jacqueline DiCarlo and read by Christine Williams. Fair Trade is a trading partnership based on dialogue, transparency, and respect that seeks greater equity in international trade. It contributes to sustainable development by offering better trading conditions to and securing the rights of marginalized producers and workers, especially in the South. Fair trade organizations, backed by consumers, are actively engaged in supporting producers, in awareness raising, and in campaigning for changes in the rules and practices of conventional international trade. Endorsed by FINE, a group composed of the Fair Trade Labeling Organizations International, the International Fair Trade Association, the Network of World Shops, and the European Fair Trade Association. My goal for this guide is to help the listener understand and analyze fair trade. I want this because I believe that fair trade is one solution to poverty and marginalization. I also believe it can address some of the problems consumers face in what is now commonly called the Global North, the set of industrialized countries that have relatively robust economies and stable governments. Overconsumption, unethical business practices, and environmental concerns can all be observed through the lens of fair trade. All around the globe, fair trade has the potential to reshape how products are made and consumed. As such, it can influence how we relate to each other as human beings. Right now, in many places and in many ways, relations are not all that encouraging. Of greatest concern to me is the gap between rich and poor people and nations. The United Nations estimates that a person needs at least $4 a day, about $1,500 a year, to live a basic, decent life. By this measure, of the 6.5 billion people in the world today, 4 billion people do not live a decent life. Of those, fully 1 billion live on less than $1 a day. Yet at the same moment in history, at least 75 million people have at least $55 worth of purchasing power a day.